Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back on CBS Sports Radio, Ken Carmen until 2 a.m. Eastern. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Our next guest knows just about everything there is to know in the great game of football, especially when it comes to the NFL. Tyler Dunn joins us. Bleacher Report NFL writer. Find him on Twitter, at Ty Dunn. Tyler, thanks for joining us tonight, my friend.
Hey, pleasure to be here. Thanks so much for having me on.
What is your favorite? I'm going to put you on the spot. What's your favorite Christmas movie, and then what's your favorite Christmas gift you've ever gotten?
Oh, man. Coming out guns a-blazing here.
Have to. You know, hard-hitting questions.
Definitely. I mean, you got to go Christmas Vacation, number one. I don't think it's even close. I think it's hands down. I mean, much like Dumb and Dumber and Tommy Boy, every line in the movie is memorable. So when that's the case, I mean, it's a runaway. And man, gosh, best gift ever. You know, let's go way, way, way back when I was 4 or 5 years old, obsessed with Gumby. Before Gumby hit mainstream, and my mom made me a Gumby guitar. So you got to go with the old Gumby guitar way back when.
Wait a minute. How old are you?
30.
That's it, because, oh, wait a minute, but Gumby was mainstream. I'm 31. Gumby was mainstream back then.
Dude, I'm telling you, it was early. It was about 4 or 5 years before he hit mainstream. You couldn't find Gumby stuff anywhere. I've heard the story, mom and dad searching high and low. So they made gifts.
Oh, my. Well, a Gumby guitar is a very nice gift to get regardless. That's something from the heart. All right,
definitely.
Tyler, you look at the playoff picture. First off, what is a catch? Did Buffalo get screwed today?
Oh, my God. I'm glad you started there. I mean, that was the game.
No problem.
I was kind of watching closely, and they absolutely got screwed. I mean, that is just garbage, nonsense. It just defies logic. Everybody who was watching that game, regardless of who you were rooting for, I mean, you look at that. It's a catch. You see the dirt pop up. I mean, he has control. I thought that Mike Piera, you know, former official, kind of put it best, that a lot of officials hate it when it's a suit somewhere deciding these plays, and they obviously have to clean the rules up, and it's going to be the number one emphasis whenever they get together to figure things out in the spring. But I wouldn't put my faith in the NFL to figure this out. I mean, it's been this way. I think it started way back kind of with Bert Emanuel in the old 98-99 NFC Championship game.
Oh,
you know, since
yeah.
then, this has been a problem. So I don't think it's going to get better anytime soon.
Well, I'll tell you what, I read something from Ed Bouchette, and I know he's from Pittsburgh, but I think he calls it as down the line as possible. And he had written about how Chuck Knoll was just vehemently against replays, saying that they would overthink it, that they would look at it for different things. And it did say that we've gotten completely away from the spirit of the rule that a replay would have to be overturned if it was absolutely an asininely terrible call, meaning that it was just so blatantly obvious that it would be turned over. Now we're replaying plays, and we're finding things in the plays. Going back to last week, we're finding things in the plays, and it's changing the outlook. It's almost like pro wrestling.
It is. It's terrible. I mean, it is there to correct bad calls on the field, wrong calls on the field, and for it to be the other way around while it's still slowing down the action. I mean, yeah, maybe this is a tipping point. Maybe this is a play that kind of changes things, you know, from a big picture. I just doubt it, because the NFL just finds a way to screw it up again and again. So it's disappointing. And look, the Bills were probably going to lose that game anyways. It wasn't just that call. It was some horrible quarterback play by Tyrod Taylor, some horrible play calls by Rick Dennison, the offensive coordinator, and it was Tom Brady heating up when he had to. But it's a shame. I mean, it would have been a different game if that's a touchdown and they're going into halftime leading against the Patriots.
When does the other shoe drop for the New England Patriots? Because we keep trying to find basically any reason to age Tom Brady or to bring an end to the dynasty.
Yeah, I mean, the AFC, this is about as weak as the AFC's been, you know, back in the mid-90s, really, when it was the NFC winning the Super Bowl every year. So I don't think they're going to slow down anytime soon. I mean, they they've got deficiencies. You saw the Bills kind of gashing them early on, but look at the AFC. I mean, Pittsburgh, they're a different defense without Ryan Shazier. The Patriots just beat them. The Jaguars get waxed by Jimmy Garoppolo and the Niners. The Chiefs had the midseason meltdown. I don't think the Ravens are scaring anybody. I don't think the Titans are scaring anybody. Really, probably their greatest threat are the L.A. Chargers. If they find a way to get in, they need to win against Oakland and get some help. But, you know, if they get in, they've got two pass rushers that can get after Tom Brady. I don't know how you block Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram. And Phillip Rivers can go drive for drive with any quarterback in the league. So that's probably their greatest threat, you know, outside of Pittsburgh, and they might not even be in the playoffs.
Looking at Buffalo in that game, how good a job – honestly, how good a job has Sean McDermott done? Because he started out so well, things hit the skids, there was the Nathan Peterman fiasco, but what type of job do you think he's done? Because he certainly kept that football team afloat.
Definitely. You know, he inherited a lot of mistakes by the previous regime. You know, he had to clean out a lot of terrible drafts, basically hit reset at every position. At some point, even quarterback, you know, benching Tyrod Taylor for Nathan Peterman, but they've had to get rid of a lot of bad contracts, a lot of bad draft picks. And they've added guys like Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde. They've been one of the best safety tandems in the NFL. I mean, LeSean McCoy is still going strong. But I think the fact that you look at that roster and how many players, how many names you read on that list of 53, you consider like stars or core players. There's not a lot. So that speaks to the coaching. He's getting every ounce of ability he can get out of these guys. That being said, they kind of, you know, botched a lot of game management this season. You saw it again. I mean, kicking a field goal late when it was fourth and short, and you have a chance to really, you know, take it to the Patriots there deep in their own end. They miss that field goal, and then the game turns upside down. And the whole quarterback fiasco, I mean, really, I get why they benched Tyrod Taylor. I mean, he's got deficiencies. He isn't what they want as a pocket passer. But back to the spring. I mean, I heard grumblings that, you know, they like Nick Foles. They wanted to go with a cheap veteran and then draft somebody. Probably should have done that as opposed to going through the carousel that they ended up going through. That probably cost them a couple games.
Tyler Dunn joining us on the show from the Bleacher Report. Follow him on Twitter, @TyDunn. What do you get out of the whole Rosen thing before we get to the postseason again? What do you think of the whole Rosen thing where he doesn't want to go to Cleveland if they got the number one pick, which they got today?
Man. It's Eli Manning kind of all over again. These players, they want to have somewhat of a say in where they're going, and can you blame the guy? I mean, Cleveland, it's kind of where quarterbacks go to die. I mean, there's a reason you see that jersey with 30, 40, 50, it's going to be 60, 70 names on it. Nobody has success there. It's deeper than the roster and the head coach and the management. It's ownership. It's everything. I don't blame them, but at the same time, he doesn't have much of a say, and it could get ugly if they want to draft him. Here's what he has going for him. You know, Cleveland, they don't know how to draft good quarterbacks, and he's probably the best quarterback, so they probably won't draft him. They screw this up every year, whether it's, you know, passing it to Deshaun Watson twice, trading out of the Carson Wentz pick, taking Johnny Manziel over Derek Carr. I mean, we could spend all segment talking about mistake after mistake. Ooh. So, Josh Rosen said he's the best of the bunch, and Cleveland won't know that.
It's okay, son. They'll trade out. Don't worry about it. Everything's
right,
fine.
Right, yeah.
Should Jason Garrett be on the hot seat?
Good question. I don't think so. You know, they didn't have arguably the best running back in the league for six games, and yeah, they still were in the mix up to week 16. Yeah, I think it's a little disheartening and discouraging that Dak Prescott didn't kind of take that step that you expected in year two. Mm-hmm. I guess everybody you talked to who knew Dak, they expected him to. They expected him to even get to another level with or without Zeke because he's got that intellect. He's got that work ethic. This isn't somebody who's just going to, you know, kind of check out like maybe an RG3 did, like a Colin Kaepernick did. Those guys really didn't improve their games as pocket passers, and it cost them. Now, Dak Prescott really worked at a lot of things. There was a point where, hey, I was going to chat with him there at the Cowboys headquarters in May, and he was watching film for like an extra 3 hours. And I didn't take offense. I mean, the guy's working hard in the offseason. It kind of blew me away on this inconsequential day that he's watching practice without pads for 3 hours. I mean, he's somebody puts in that work, and unfortunately just didn't transfer the field this year. I mean, he was really kind of holding the team back at various points.
Well, the reason I get hot about it, Tyler, is that I don't know. I got Mike McCarthy who won a handful of games, a few games with Brett Hundley as a quarterback. Case Keenum did not play well yesterday, but they were still able to get over the hump. Case Keenum has played well. Mike Zimmer's made no excuses for it. And I know he's missing Zeke Elliott, but I don't know. If you're not missing your quarterback, I don't know if that's an excuse.
It's true. And I guess there's other issues there, too. I mean, the big caveat here is Dez Bryant is not the best route runner, and he dropped a ton of balls. He is not an elite receiver by any means. So they need more help around him. And said Jason Garrett, I don't know. I mean, you're right. Other teams are able to adjust and still win when they lose their stars. I mean, because stars have been going down all season long, and some teams can weather the storm and some teams can't. So I think that a lot of Dallas fans are upset because obviously how today went down. They had everything break for them. They had the teams that they needed to lose. You go out there and you kind of lay an egg like that. That's going to be tough to think about all offseason.
Tyler Dunn joining us on the show. Is Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers going to the playoffs next year? Call your shot now.
Oh, absolutely. And 100%. I don't think it's an overreaction. I mean, obviously on social media, we're all ready to put Jimmy Garoppolo in the Hall of Fame. I mean, but there's a reason that you see that kind of reaction. I mean, Jacksonville's defense has been dominant all season long. I mean, they have harassed all opposing quarterbacks. They've looked like that one team that could go into Foxborough and win, and Jimmy Garoppolo just tore them up. And who is he throwing to? A lot of players who, you know, nobody really knows. So once they get him on elite wideout, they keep improving the line. The defense, they had a great draft. I think John Lynch had some great picks there and building that up, and he'll continue to do it. San Francisco, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. I'm in.
Tyler Dunn joining us on the show. Is John Gruden coming back?
Oh, man, I would just be guessing. I mean, the groomers are constant, right? I mean,
you said groomers, didn't you? You had to say groomers.
I had to. I mean, how awkward was that with him back at Tampa getting in the Ring of Honor when everybody there wants him to coach again and he's got to kind of play nice with Dirk Cutter? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think the urge has got to be there. I mean, here at Bleach Report, Dan Pompey wrote a great story a couple of years ago on just how obsessed John Gruden is with the game, with watching film. I really suggest folks go out and read it. Even to this day, I mean, he's waking up at 4 or 5 a.m. and just watching film constantly. It's in his system, in his blood. It comes down to whether or not he wants to deal with kind of being in public scrutiny and the public guy and, you know, wins and losses and the stress. Does he want to deal with that at this point? Because right now with his job, he makes a ton of money and he doesn't have to deal with that stress. He can still watch all the film he wants and everybody loves him. So I think that's probably what he's weighing, but I wouldn't put it past him. And he's still young enough, obviously, to jump back in and he'll be able to pick a spot.
Who's going to the Super Bowl?
Let's go LA Rams in the NFC. Flying high. Another good game for that offense. I don't know how you stop the Rams with Todd Gurley's performing like that. And, you know, I think you have to stick with New England. I don't see anybody in the AFC beating New England.
Sean McVay and the Rams to the Super Bowl.
100%.
My dear God.
But Jeff it's surprising. He'll let you know about that. Built that team, and he's making that known.
Can we give him a little bit of credit? Come on.
No,
please.
We can't give him any credit at all.
Oh, Tyler, it's Christmas. Come on.
I don't know, I guess. I mean, I guess a shred because he was there. But if he really was a great coach, he'd be there working with this team. They had to gut the roster at some very important positions, and that's why they're here. And Sean McVay is pushing all the right buttons that he couldn't push. So I guess this is Christmas okay a little bit.
Is Jeff Fisher's blood boiling over this? Has to be.
I'm sure he's listening. He's ticked.
Oh, God. Oh, that's got to be the worst. All right. Well, are you going to watch Muppets Christmas?
Oh, you know what? That's a close second. Very underrated second. When you get Michael Caine yelling at some Muppets, yeah. I mean, where else are you going to see that?
I still like the original made-for-TV A Christmas Carol with George C. Scott drunk as hell while he does the show. It's great.
Oh, man, I got to check that out. I got to check it out. Grew up on Muppets, and I didn't really broaden the Christmas Carol horizon. So there's still time. We still got a few hours here.
Tyler, thank you for the time, friend. All the best.
Hey, anytime, my man. Thanks so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.